The information in this podcast is general information and not advice. Sanford Financial is authorised under Australian Credit License Number 541480. Further information is available at stanfordfinancial.net.
Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Steve, a podcast where we help you navigate the often complex world of buying and selling real estate. I'm Steve Athanades. I'm the owner of NG Real Estate Ipswich. I'm joined today by our great friend Steve Beach from Stanford Financial. Great to see you, Steve. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Lovely, lovely. Now, we're here to discuss the Reserve Bank decision, which has just dropped. So we made a prediction.
We did.
Last time we talked about interest rates, we predicted that interest rates were going to...
Hold. Be on pause again.
And what happened?
They are on pause again.
Lovely. So we were right again. See, so whenever you tune into On the Couch with Steve, you get the best information and you get it a month in advance, at least.
There you go.
So there you go. We haven't been wrong yet.
Don't hold that to me.
Not once. We've never been wrong. So that's exciting. Okay, mate. So good news.
Good news. So on hold. I guess a couple of things. There's been speculation that rates are going to soon to drop and bits and pieces, which I'm getting a lot more questions, particularly in our office when we're talking about mortgages and stuff like that. They flip-flopped around it like they always do. There's no guarantees that they're going up. There's no guarantees that they're going down. There was a lot of questions regarding, based on the information that is coming through and all the statistical data is coming through saying that inflation's going down, unemployment's going up, wage growth is stabilizing. You know, are we soon to see an interest rate cut? And again, they're still not sort of denying or saying anything. They did sort of make a mention about Phil Lowe in regards to when he made the prediction of, interest rates aren't going to move until 2024. And here we are 13 rate rises later. So I don't think the RBA are realistically going to come out and give us any indication moving forward about what their anticipation is.
Right, so you're thinking they're a bit gun-shy about predicting? Because if they're wrong, then it looks really, really bad. All right, so you mentioned a key word there, inflation. Okay, so obviously we've talked about this a lot during the course of these podcasts, and every time we talk about interest rates, inflation invariably is one of the key criteria that the Reserve Bank is looking at.
Yep.
So what happened with inflation since we spoke last?
I guess the year of that ended, so 2023 in December, the inflation, stabilised at 4.1%. We haven't got the full statistical data through yet. So again, they've got sort of indicators moving forward. So 3.4 was the indicator for inflation in January. So
that's really, really awesome. And I guess when you put it in context with what's happening around the world with some of the other countries that are starting to fall into recession, like it's crazy. Like our inflation's dropping. Unemployment is
slowly increasing.
Slowly increasing, which, strangely enough, the Reserve Bank wanted to happen.
So a few people have asked me, particularly after the last podcast, we talked about unemployment and the reason why they want it to increase. And everyone goes, well, that doesn't make sense, Steve. Wouldn't they want more people to be employed? Ultimately, there's more money. I guess a couple of things regarding that is... while unemployment stays really low, if you look at it from an employer's perspective, means that there's a lot less people out in the marketplace, so which means you have to offer more money to get people in. Now, you might offer jobs to people that aren't quite suited for that role, and you're paying them top dollar. Now, all of a sudden, unemployment starts going back up, and you go, hang on a second, I've hired this person, productivity hasn't increased, so I'm now out of pocket even more money without getting the actual return on my investment. So as unemployment goes up, supply and demand, same sort of thing, means that there now might be better candidates for less money that are going to come onto the marketplace, and employees can pick them up, and then essentially create better business models where you're generating more income based on having more suitable prospects in your business.
Look, as an employer, that actually makes perfect sense to me because, like, when demand is extremely high for a particular occupation or someone you're looking for within your business, yeah, you really are over a barrel. You basically have to pay what they are asking; otherwise, they've got so many choices they just go somewhere else.
That's exactly right.
So it is really hard. Not that most people would care about employers.
No, that's it.
But it is hard from an employment point of view when wages are so high to justify, can I make enough money if I'm paying this person top dollar, can I still make enough money to make it worthwhile?
And the flip side of that is while you're paying overs to have wages, you also then have to start charging more for your products. So again, it starts pushing up cost of living again. So imagine if everybody at Woolies, for example, was on $100 per hour. How much would a loaf of bread need to be to have everybody packing shelves and doing all the bits and pieces?
A great analogy. Look, I think everyone can understand that. Yeah,
that's a big thing. So if you know, we do have a benchmark minimum wage, but if there's no staff and you have to hire more people, essentially you have to offer more money to get more people in. So.
Okay. All right. So inflation is one of the indicators. Unemployment is another one. Were there any other sort of major factors that the Reserve Bank mentioned during the course of their meeting?
Not really. They didn't really sort of talk too much about a lot of things. Like I said, there was, you know, mainly sort of their monitoring. A big thing that was brought up was talking about, I guess, the federal budget that's coming out, where government expenditure is going to come into effect. So there's going to be a lot of money being spent by the government in different aspects. The stage three tax cuts that are going to come into effect as of the 1st of July. So there's a lot of, I guess, government spending coming into the economy. People are going to have more money come, I guess, July, in a couple of months' time. So with these sort of factors, how much more money is actually going to get spent, which in turn can actually potentially push up inflation. So I think the big key of what they're sort of talking about is, you know, we're just going to sit and hold for a while, see exactly where the expenditure goes. If there is an actual, I guess, slight peak up in inflation, it's where if they drop rates and then we have a increase in inflation, they're going to have to raise rates straight away again, which will then, I guess, create unbalance in the economy.
Yeah, well, it is interesting. Obviously, government needs to spend money in order to create jobs and to provide services. And that's probably their major function, is to provide services. So roads, hospitals, police, nurses,
schools,
everything. Yeah. It just goes on and on and on. And obviously, it's incredibly expensive. So we're talking billions and billions of dollars. So again, just to recap, not a lot of clarity from the Reserve Bank about what they think's going to happen into the future. So they're non-committal about, you know, are they going to go up? Are interest rates going to go up? Are they going to come down? Are house prices going to go up? Are they going to come down? I'm not going to go into that one too deep in this session, because we'll talk about that soon. Yep. But the thing about it is, when you've got, a governing body that doesn't want to provide a lot of advice, does that in itself create some uncertainty?
And that's where, the questions that were asked straight after the RBA announcement, Michelle Bullock goes out and does sort of talk, kind of like what we're doing at the moment, and the press asks a whole heap of questions. A lot of it was some of the wording that they used in the previous meeting to what they're sort of talking about now was indicating that there was, like, you know, we haven't taken it off the table, but, you know, the likelihood of potential rate rises to rate cuts. Now it's kind of like more we haven't ruled it in and out, but, you know, more talking about rate cuts versus rate rises. So that was a lot of the questions going, hey, you've kind of changed the wording. Does that mean you're not looking at rate rises anymore? And again, the whole flip-flop thing saying, oh, we're not ruling it in, not ruling it out. But the wording definitely clearly indicates that it's pretty much off the table of rate rises.
Okay, well, that's some positive news. So for anyone out there who is obviously suffering from, you know, mortgage stress, okay, the good news is the dialogue appears to be that potentially rate rises are off the table. Still not definitely impossible, but potentially off the table. And then that opens the door. Well, what will happen if they're not going to raise rates? What are they going to do? So I think, like, we were right. They've kept them on hold during this most recent decision here in March. So the Reserve Bank doesn't meet again until May.
Until May, yep.
And they meet every 8 weeks, is it?
Yep, 8 weeks.
So we're somewhere around the middle of May is when we're going to get it.
We should probably be towards the, I've got the exact dates, I think it's like the 11th of May is the first meeting.
Okay, so the 11th of May. So that brings us up to the next interest rate decision. So that brings us to...
Prediction time.
So what do we think is going to happen on roughly the 11th of May with interest rates? What do you think?
From what they're sort of talking about in their latest announcement, I think they're going to put them on hold for sure. So
no drop?
No drop.
Okay. I've been talking about this a lot. People ask me all the time. So you can imagine, as the owner of NG Real Estate and as one of the dominant agents within this marketplace, people want to know, because we're selling real estate every single day and we're looking at houses and we're helping people to try and evaluate their situation, whether they're buying, selling, upgrading, downgrading, you know, yep, moving interstate, whatever they're doing. So they're saying, well, what's going to happen? Like, you know, do I sell now? Do I sell later? You know, what is actually physically going to happen? Okay. So we're saying, look, truthfully, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I did, because I would be really, really rich, yep, if I did. I'm sadly not. But at the end of the day, they're looking for an opinion. I'm going to go against you for the first time. All right.
Now, the second time.
Second time.
Because the first time you were right.
I was right. That's I forgot. But oh, you're right, Steve. I was right. But I'm going to go against you again. I'm going to tip a rate cut.
Okay.
In May. So at the end of the day, I think it will be really good. I think it will potentially stimulate the market. We'll talk about that in a little in another session, but we'll talk about what could potentially happen in the event they hold.
Yep.
Okay. We're saying we don't think they're going to rise, whether they hold or whether they actually in fact drop. So there it is. There's our predictions for the next rate of, you know, next decision from, yep, the Reserve Bank. Steve from Stanford Financial is saying interest rates on hold. Steve from NG Real Estate Ipswich is saying I'm tipping. I don't think it's going to be a big cut. If it would only ever be a quarter of a percent. But I'm tipping that there could be a rate cut. So on that note, I guess there's nothing we can do except wait until roughly the 11th of May, and we'll all find out together. So we'll make that a podcast. We'll get that information to you as quick as we possibly can. So now, if you've liked what you've heard today, you like our content, or you've got any questions that you'd like to ask us, we'd love to hear from you. So please subscribe and click the link below. As always, Steve, our greatest friend from Stanford Financial, absolute pleasure to have you on the show again, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next month.
Yep.
So thank you so much. So once again, if you'd like to see more of what you've seen today on The Couch with Steve, join us and we'll see you soon.